Who are you? I'm you, from the future. What do you want? I want to tell you about Dave. Dave has your future money. Spend it on whatever you need. With extra cash from Dave, you can get up to $500 instantly with no interest and no credit check. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, on this 26th day of July 2022, this is the voice of the Christian resistance in Boy, do we have a lot to cover tonight. So, I want to get right out of the chute. On the board, our producer is Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And then, I just took a drink of, it's throat coat tea, and went down the wrong tube. And we have none other than the one and only Pastor Joe Larson.
Hey, good evening, boss. A pleasure to be with you.
We got it. We really got to get after it tonight, Joe, because we got so much to cover. So, I do want to say right out of the chute, folks, as you know, we mentioned before, we did not make our goal for the pledge week. And this is a very, very serious time. And again, we're doing everything we can to stay on all the stations. It's very difficult. Very difficult because even though Salem is, you know, they're backing us and they support us, they want their money. It's that simple. And So anyhow, whatever you can do to help us, we'd appreciate it. And so give that address, Joe.
That address is WRWL Ministry, 14781. 14781 Sperry Road, Sperry Road, in Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. Or do like I did today, and went on WRWL.org, and I found it was very easy to pay online with a credit card. And first time I've ever done that, and it was quite easy, and you will really like the new website setup. So go and do likewise.
All right, very good. The title of the message was Hypocrites Then and Now. And I want to just read one verse, and that's in chapter 23 of Matthew, and that's verse 4. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their little fingers. And so here, I want to go, we're going to take a look at and compare the hypocrites of then And we want to take a look at the Lord, our Lord Jesus. By the way, I am no way, as far as placing Donald Trump on the level of our Lord Jesus Christ, no way at all. But there are so many similarities to the Lord's unlawful trial and that of Donald Trump. And so here, Joe, I want to just say before we get into the woes, and by the way, there's actually eight woes mentioned, but because two of them are about the same thing, this is referred to as the seven woes, and Jesus mentioned seven ways to guarantee. These were seven ways, Joe, to guarantee God's anger, and they were called the seven woes. And
that sounds like kind of a bad thing, guaranteed to make God angry. It seems like you would want to study those and avoid them at all costs.
Well, those of us that understand, okay, there are those out there that hate God. They hate God. They love death. Remember what he said. All of those that hate God love death. They love death. And the entire Democratic Communist Party, NBC, ABC, CBS, all of the Democrats, all of them hate God and they love death. And here you see him out there, you say, well, how can you say that? Well, I can say it because it's true. If you love abortion, you love death, and you hate God. And that's what God says. God says it. Okay, so
children are those made in the image, created in the image of God, and you want to destroy the image of God? Yeah, that's kind of blasphemy.
Yeah, it is. And so here, Joe, we take a look at this. I'm going to do some commentary, so just let me go.
Sure.
Here as we go, the Pharisees and their interpretations and applications of their more than 600 laws that they laid upon the people. You know, Joe, if we go just to the EPA itself, we got thousands. I mean, thousands. Today, there's no way that you can go out, if you're on your farm out there, and do what you have to do without. And by the way, you can't even be in compliance with all of the EPA's mandates, if you will, or laws, without violating others. You can't do it. There's so many.
There's so many, and they're so convoluted, and they have these attorneys, teams of attorneys that spend weeks and months trying to go through this stuff, search for it. So how could one person have any idea? I mean, we've never even heard of most of them.
Right. And so these Pharisees were called the separated ones, and they took man-made rules, Joe, or mandates, as seriously as God's laws. Jesus told the disciples and the multitude to obey what they said, the laws, but don't do what they do. Don't do what they do.
Well, isn't that pride? Man makes a law, and he's so proud of himself. I'm an authority. I'm important, and this is the law I help make. It's all about pride, and we know what pride goes before the fall.
Do as I say, not as I do, okay? And like the January 6th committee, who are facing, and they're forcing, Joe, they're forcing their heavy burdens and grievous to be borne illegal laws upon the patriots that have been denied a defense. So as we take a look at that, with our Lord Jesus Christ, he had an unlawful trial and only had a prosecution, no defense. Here, the very same thing's happening out there. And I'm going to play that clip by a very, very, very corrupt Merrick Garland. And I mean extremely corrupt. Joe, I don't think that he could possibly prosecute anybody that's as corrupt as he is, Merrick Garland, okay? And
if
so
you
here,
find one, you'd have to go to one of those MS-13 gangs.
Well, even there, you know, Donald Trump today in his speech, he gave an excellent speech, but in that he mentioned the MS-13, how they took knives and skinned two teenage girls, skinned them alive. And even as wicked as they are, I don't think they could be any more corrupt than Merrick Garland. He is as corrupt gets, and we'll talk about why. Now, today the word Pharisee has become synonymous with hypocrite. Today, The hypocrites try and force their thousands and thousands of mandates on us. Everything from insane environmental mandates to words that we can't say. We're not allowed to say these certain words anymore, to the changing of words. You know, Joe, do you remember when we were young and women who were nursing their babies were called the nursing mothers? Well, today, Joe, you can't say that. They're called chest feeders because, you see, if you say nursing mothers, then you're discriminating against nursing men. But, Joe, do you know what? See, the opposition still doesn't understand. Men don't have babies. You see, Joe, if men had babies and gave birth, they wouldn't be men, would they?
They wouldn't. I understand because I had science.
Yeah.
And in science class, we learned that a man was XY chromosome, so all the billions of cells, and I can't remember how many there are, but it was an incredible number, all have that DNA and all have that XY chromosome pattern. If you're female, you have two X chromosomes, and that exists in every cell throughout the body, from hair, eye, bone, whatever. And there is no way that can be changed. No matter what you change, what you cut, what you do surgery, what you put makeup on, hair on, take it off, it doesn't change the DNA on a cellular level. Cannot happen, and totally impossible. And all of the rest of this is out here in the farm country, what we call cow manure.
All right, so Joe, the very fact that what I just said, that if they could give birth and if they can nurse a baby, they would not be men. Now, that is virtually too deep, too complicated for virtually every member of the Democratic Communist Party in Congress today. That would be too deep. It would be over their heads. They would not be able to grasp the fact that men can't have babies.
Probably, but they also are so used to lying, they don't pay any. They do what they're told. They tell the lie they're told without thinking. I found it. There are between 30 and 40 trillion cells that are permanently coded with whichever you have, XY or XX chromosomes. You can't change 30, 35, 40 trillion cells. No way, Jose.
All right, here. They force the kill shots that they call vaccines on our military. When the White House, when Secretary of Defense Austin, who has forced this mandate, who have expelled 60,000 soldiers from the military because they refused to take the kill shot, himself, Joe, well, guess what? He has been,
terrible word, exempted?
That's right, Joe. He has been exempted.
Exempted. Oh, wow.
From the vaccine. And every member of the White House has been exempted, Joe. And the CDC, all of the staff at the CDC have been exempted. And Pfizer, they've all exempted.
Now,
and so here now, they've all exempted themselves. Remember how nasty Pelosi? Remember, mask, wear your mask, and don't go out. Stay inside. They caught her out there getting her hair done, huh?
Sure, and without a mask.
How about Governor Newsom? When he forced, you're going to jail, you caught out, you got to stay home, you got to social distance, you got to wear the mask. And then he has this big...
He doesn't have to wear a mask. He's Governor Newsom.
And he has this big lavish party, and he has all these people there sitting next to each other without masks on, and the hypocrisy. Oh, how about Governor Cuomo? Same thing, Joe. And here, yet they want to force all of those mandates. Remember Obama had at his mansion? Had that huge gathering with hundreds of people there.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? None of them wore masks, Joe. They didn't
the
have to.
They did.
Yeah, just the servants.
Just
okay.
The servants, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The proletariat.
Yeah.
Okay, so here they lay these mandates on people that they don't abide to. Now, everyone that is pro-baby killing today, do you ever notice that every single one that's in favor of abortion, and I got this article here, has already been born. They've already been born, every single one. And it's the same thing. All of these that are in favor of euthanasia, let's kill all the old folks, right? Well, they will not lead by voluntarily. George Soros won't lead voluntarily. No, Joe Biden won't lead voluntarily. Okay, and so and Bernie Sanders won't lead voluntarily. And Nancy Pelosi won't lead voluntarily, will they?
No.
No. So they pushed her.
They didn't ask the old people if they wanted the COVID-infected people put in the nursing homes. Where they're the most vulnerable, the ones with the most comorbidities, and they were never asked if they wanted to die.
Yeah, but at least they did pull out their own parents out of there before they killed the other elderly, Joe.
Oh, that's right. He did, didn't he? Yeah, the governor did do that.
The governor's staff, and which now is Biden, is Obama Biden's staff, okay? They push their immoral depravity, Joe, on the children that are forced to attend the public schools, and Joe almost always send their own children to private or Christian schools. Always. Right. They never, you won't find any of these people who force the same thing in the Congress or the Senate. They force the perversion in the public school system, the pornography, and the Antichrist, anti-American, the critical race theory, all of the filth that they push on the children in the public school. I remember when I was there in your neck of the woods there in Missouri, speaking at that big Baptist church out there. And here what happened was, remember there was about a dozen young 30-something women gathered around me. Yeah, they were all school teachers, every one of them, and they came to tell me how that was their ministry, that every single one of them were homeschoolers. They would never put their child in a public school, and how their ministry was to go in and to do their best to see that the children in the public school system at least got some teaching about God and some decency and some morality. But here we know this, that the one profession more than any other profession that homeschools or places their children in private school are public school teachers nationwide.
Right. We did that many years ago. The NEA and the other teachers union, they were the ones that had almost never allowed their children, any of those red states, their children did not go to the public school system.
Absolutely. Now, just recently, Marky Zuckerberg was recorded. We played it. Was it last week? It was just last week we played him telling his staff. Now, remember, Zuckerberg, anyone that said anything, anyone that told the truth about the kill shots, what they call the vax, got banned off of Facebook. They were dropped off of Facebook automatically,
right.
Okay?
Some of them for life.
But Marky Zuckerberg was recorded, didn't realize he was being recorded by one of his staff, telling his staff not to get the kill shot. Well, again, because he said, I don't trust them, they're experimental, and I think they're dangerous. Don't get them. Don't do it. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and then...
Is that called hypocrisy? Is that what that word means?
It's called hypocrisy. Hypocrisy.
One thing and do another, yeah.
He's the guy, remember, that gave $400 million. $400 million he spent on election fraud.
Fraud, right.
On election fraud.
It was enough to change the election and swing it totally to Biden's favor.
That's what he said. He was bragging about that he did that. $400 million he spent on election fraud. Now,
hey, I can buy the president of the United States. I can control who's president of this country. I am important. I am a god.
Right. One of the things that's happening now, Joe, across the country. Now, remember, we warned people about it months ago that the Democrats would be registering as Republicans. They're being told to register as Republicans, run as Republicans, because guess what? The Democrats have got a bad name now, you see.
Right.
And so they're saying, run as a Republican and infiltrate, and let's eat them up from within. That's the way they always do it. All parasites. Parasites do that. They infect a healthy body and they destroy it from within. And that's
right.
That's,
and they said they'll go and they'll make sure that the rhinos are the ones who win the primary, so the real conservatives never get into office, and we'll have those rhinos, in other words, fake Republicans or Democrats in Republican clothing, and we'll just switch the election that way.
Yep. Now, here, in fact, we did some program on that, where one of the people that was running for Central Committee out here she was the head of that Republican Party. She was a rhino, and she put out flyers urging the Democrats to register as Republicans so that they can infiltrate. That's what they did, because she pretty much headed up the rhino party. And here now.
Well, don't we have a person on the January 6th committee that's been begging all the Democrats to vote for her, register Republicans so they can vote for her and keep her in Congress?
Yeah. Rhino extraordinaire, huh?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so now here, let's compare, Joe. Let's compare. That wouldn't be Lynn, what's her name, by chance, would it? Cheney?
From Wyoming?
Could it be? Yeah.
What?
Could it be Lynn Cheney?
It very well could be, yes. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly who it is.
So let's compare. I don't think she's going to get reelected, unless...
I pray not.
Well, what they're doing already there, in her home state, they're encouraging the Democrats to run... As Republicans, they're encouraging the Democrats to register as Republicans, so they can vote for her. She's
right.
She's gone after the Democrats. Right. Now.
Well, that tells you who she is. If you're begging Democrats to vote for you, that's not saying much. That's pretty much a giveaway where your alliances lie. Right. Allegiance lies.
I would say so, Joe. Let's compare the unlawful trial of Donald Trump with that of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we're going to have to pick it up there tomorrow. Let's pick it right up there tomorrow, because we're out of time for now. I'm going to play a couple clips, Joe, and then we're going to come back and talk on these two clips. Now, one of the clips is by... a European Parliament member, and she drops a nuke on the universal COVID vaccine campaign. And you got to listen to it. It's only a very, very short clip. I'm looking here to see. Listen to what she has to say. She's telling you this. Her name is Christine Anderson. She's the German MP. I think that's the equivalent to one of our congresspeople.
Yeah, an MP is a congressman.
Okay, so here...
Member of Parliament is what it stands for.
Yeah, so she is telling people that this COVID vaccine, this vaccine that they put out, is going to go down to history as the biggest scandal in all of medical history, and it will be known as the biggest crime that was ever committed on humanity. So go ahead and play.
Did you say that quite a while back on radio?
Yeah, I did. We did. We said that in 2019. In 2019, we told people what would happen, okay, and that it was going to be. And so, but go ahead and play that clip, if you would, there.
Okay? This vaccine campaign, it will go down as the biggest scandal in medical history, and moreover, it will be known as the biggest crime ever committed on humanity.
We are entering a zone here where If there are charges brought against a former president related to January 6th, DOJ could be accused of playing politics. How is the department, how are you weighing that? Also, do you think that there is a constitutional question involved here about whether you charge a former president for actions allegedly taken during his term? Separately, Jalen Walker. Okay. Jalen Walker.
I'll answer that.
Okay.
Let me answer the first one. Okay. First.
Okay.
Look, no person is above the law in this country. Nothing stops us.
Even a former president.
No, I don't know how to, maybe I'll say that again. No person is above the law in this country. I can't say it any more clearly than that. There is nothing in the principles of prosecution, in any other factors, which prevent us from investigating anyone. Anyone who's criminally responsible for an attempt to undo a Democratic election.
Merrick Garland, you are a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in you. Merrick Garland, you are a liar when he says no person is above the law, except for Hillary Clinton. Oh, Merrick Garland managed to have that whole thing rigged. Hillary Clinton is above the law because Hillary could bring a whole bunch of them, the rats, down with her out of the swamp. Yes. Right. What about Hunter Biden? Oh, yes, right now they're trying
to... Can I interrupt?
Yeah, go ahead.
Way back, we talked about Hillary Clinton. I remember years and years and years ago how one of the first things she and Bill did was get a hold of all kinds of FBI files and government files and all the opposition and even their friends. And they've been using that ever since to kind of claim the nuclear option. Well, if you think on us or you telling us, we'll bring you all down with us. We'll empty out all these files and all the dirty little secrets you all have. And we talked about that. My mind can't go back that far. Back, it was in the mid-90s somewhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hillary said, if I go down, everybody's coming, going down with me.
With us, yep.
Everybody's going to go down with us. And here, in fact, that was said first by Ron Brown. And Ron Brown said, and this was way back, that
before
if he goes down,
him.
Everybody's going down with him, right up to Bill and Hillary, if him and his son go down. And of course, he went down. You know,
he did go down, yes. He was murdered.
He was one of the more than 100. But Merrick Garland came out, and he just made, you just heard him. He wants to go prosecute President Trump, and this corrupt, he is extremely corrupt as corruption gets out there, for him to do that. And again, Joe, I think it would be very hard for him to find someone as corrupt as him to prosecute. What are they doing? They're doing everything they can to cover up the Biden. You know why that is, Hunter Biden? Because a whole lot of those people there from the FBI and others had a piece. They were all getting a piece of that money, a piece of that Chinese money and that.
Remember, he had security agents. He was flying on Air Force One. He took Air Force Two out. He was on Air Force Two. All those people who were involved knew what he was doing. You have to pay off people to get away with that kind of thing.
What does this tell you in Revelation 21, verse 8, about all liars, Merrick Garland?
Have their place in the lake of fire.
There you go, Merrick. You need to know that. You better think about that, Merrick Garland. No. All right.
They shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Okay, so here now, let's go back to this parliament member as she goes back, and she's talking about how this is going to go down, and, you know, here... Christine Anderson, it was an interesting thing because, boy, she really raised a lot of hackles. She said the vaccination programs were implemented to coerce individuals into taking experimental jabs. In the end, it won't even be close. Anderson claimed COVID vaccines and their forced coercion will go down as the worst medical crime ever committed. Keep in mind, she's from Germany. Now that's saying something, right? Especially right. From Germany. All right,
with
very
all
good.
The people dead. Well, think about it, though. It was also the biggest example of the one world order assuming control over peoples and nations all across the earth, finding out just how far they could push people, how far they could order people into submission to the government, how much freedom that they would give up. And almost every country, the people gave up their freedom, and there was no rebellion hardly. There was a little rebellion in China, but they just locked people in buildings, shot them, and locked them in buildings and let them die. But that kind of put down the revolution in China.
Yeah. Anyhow, we're going to go to Maria Whaley now. She's going to give us an update on the situation with her trying to keep her house. So we're going to give her a few minutes to come on tonight and give us an update. Maria, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead and give us an update on what your situation is and how people can help you.
Okay. What? Just real quick, I want to say thank you for listening as well and giving me the opportunity to speak about our story. We filed a TRO, and it's sitting in the Common Pleas Court, and we filed a motion to stay, and Judge Gary Werner denied it based on the letters that we received before to get out of our house, but we still have the other cases open. So what I'm asking for everyone is the one prayer, you know, keep on praying, and because we do have the other court cases open, and we have proof and validation that the will was forged. What she's using this will to evict us this Friday, tried last Tuesday, but David Real never showed up. And so the bailiff had to leave, and he even stated that he read the documentation. He read that there was proof that it was forged, and now they're going through with it again at 2 o'clock. So we've been packing everything. So I just wanted to see if there's any way that you guys can help us with packing or help us financially, or I don't know.
So they say that they're going to come Friday and evict you again?
Yeah, they're going to be coming Friday. Yes.
So you would really need a lot of people to come out and stand with you. Give your address out there again, folks, where you could go and stand and be a witness for her, because, boy, I'm going to tell you, when you have enough of the citizens, you know, the sheriff out there, he gets elected. He realized that.
And elected office.
It doesn't bode well to go in and, you know, evict people from their property, especially when there's so much corruption. And, boy, is there corruption in the judicial system today. I mean, there is so much corruption. So go ahead, and Maria, give your address out there where people can come and stand with you and maybe help you pack or maybe help you financially.
Okay. My address is 2930 Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L Road, Brunswick, Ohio, 44212. And you can also call, you know, if you want to, you can call the court system and that this is wrong.
Okay, are you there? So you can call. Give them the number to whom they can call. Do you have their number?
Okay, yes. 330-723-3287, extension 234.
Extension.
Or
okay,
they can
and who?
Call me directly. Can I leave my number?
Sure.
It's 216-217-9425. And this is so unjust. It's horrible. Because
Maria,
my daughter, she's 12. Yes, sir.
Would you I've got that address. I've got 2930 Laurel, but Laurel what?
Laurel Road.
Road?
Road in Brunswick, and that's the name of the town, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brunswick, Ohio, okay. 44212. Mm-hmm.
Right. Just checking, because some people, I'm slow writing. That other number was your attorney, that 330?
No, the other number was the Muni Court, Medina Muni Court, and that is the bailiff's office.
Okay, extension 2. Now, that number is 330-723-3287. Extension 234. Folks, you need to call and just leave a message and just say, this is just wrong. It's flat out wrong. This is not justice. It's tyranny. And this happens in a very corrupt system. And in fact,
would you give your last name, Maria? I got Maria, but I didn't get your last name.
The last name is Walling, W-A-L-L-I-N-G. And it's not just me, sir. It's my daughter. She's 12, and my son. He's a veteran. And,
right,
and
but
we
if they call and say that what you're doing to Maria Walling and her children, that's how the people should make their call.
Yes, please.
Okay.
And when you call that number, should you not call to and ask to talk to the judge or leave a message for the judge?
Sure, yes. His name is Gary Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R.
W-E-R. Is that the same number?
Their number is, I think, 231.
330. Let me see. That would be 330.
Oh, extension difference. His.
Oh, extension 231. Okay.
Right.
All right. So
the
number would be 330-723-3287. Extension 231. Okay.
Yes.
Extension. Okay. All right. Very good. All righty, Joe. Would you ask a prayer? Would ask the folks out there listening all around the country today. All around. And by the way, Maria, since you've been on here, we've had other people, many sending me letters with similar problems from different states, all wanting us to help them. So go ahead, Joe. Would you and all the folks around the country out there listening, remember what the Word of God teaches, that those who show mercy receive it. Today it's her. She's losing her house, and a lot of times, you hear people think, I never thought it would happen to me. I never thought it would happen to me. But go ahead and ask and lead the people in a prayer for Maria and against the corrupt judicial system.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with Maria, her children, and Lord, you know every single thing that's going on, but Lord, we're so tired of the corruption, not only of the legal system, but the corruption in our society, the corruption of the hearts and minds of people as they have turned away from you. And we have one of your children that's going to be put homeless and be harmed by corruption, by crime. And we ask a special blessing for her, that you would come to her aid, that you would somehow take care of the situation, Lord, if it be thy will. We always have to add, if it be thy will, that this evil would not triumph, that righteousness would prevail, and that the attempt in the court for the truth to come out would be found, and righteousness restored, that she would be restored to her home, and she and her children would be taken care of. And Lord, there is so much of this corruption, lies, deceit, evilness, and just everywhere around us. And we just ask you to be with all of those that are righteous, that are having to fight this evil. And Lord, I ask that people would come out, that the brothers and sisters in Christ would come out for Maria, would be there to help her, to aid her in any way they can. Everyone has different gifts and different things of value, that they would make the phone calls, that they would come and help personally. And Lord, that you would just handle this situation, that and do what we cannot do, And we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Jill. Maria, we're going to continue to pray things work out for you.
Thank you very much.
All righty. God bless. Well, we have to move on. Joe, here you on, and 40 days from now, they're going to destroy all of the ballots from the 2020 election unless we stop them in the five swing states, where you have all the controversy, and they keep finding more and more corruption, and there's more and more people that, you know, lawmakers are saying, you know, we got to decertify this election. Okay, so here we got to try to do what we can to stop that from destroying those, because we know, you know, and I know that election was as fraudulent can get. And we told people, remember, on the very night of 2016, when President Trump had won that election, we said the election of 2020 is going to be the most corrupt in the history of the country. And it was. There was now, here, a part of that conspiracy, obviously all the mainstream news media, and including Fox News was a big part of that too. Now, here, Joe, we have those DVDs, 2,000 Mules, and we've sent out several hundred already. And folks, we're still sending those out. You can get them. We ask a donation of $60. Now, for more, we ask a donation. If there are, we know that there are people out there are destitute, they can't afford that. Let us know, and we'll see. We've given a number of them away, Joe, for people that were destitute, but we just really can't afford to do that because, you know,
in great financial shape.
Right. And so also, if you up that donation to $75, we will normally, we ask $20 for one of our CDs that we have, you know, with the songs. It's the people, they like the songs that we play here. In fact, we're in the process, it'll be a little while, of putting another DVD together. But right now we have three different ones. And some of them have the same songs on a couple of different ones. But anyhow, if you would specify that you would like that also the CD, you would get it for both of them for a donation of $75 more. It's what we're asking that now. Here, or if you don't ask for the CD, we have a mystery gift. If you up it to, we have all kinds of books and over the years, we've had DVDs, CDs, they're all good. Every one of them, it would be something that you folks would want. And we will send a mystery gift out there to you. It won't be anything that you wouldn't want. And so,
do you have any more of those Bible answers for every need?
Oh, yeah. We could make it
one. That is a mystery gift that I would, you know, I love mine, and everybody that's seen it likes it, would like to have one. So
that is one of the.
I didn't mention that.
That is an excellent source of you know, it covers all the topics, whatever topic you're talking about in the Bible, it covers that topic. You go there, and there's all the passages and verses, you know, whether it's God the Father, the life of Christ, whatever. It's there. It's excellent. We just call it the Red Book. It's got kind of a dark red cover.
The Red Book, yeah.
And if you would like that to add as your mystery gift, but you have to tell us so we know what to send you. Now, also, very, very important, we need a very clear address. We need it. Joy, you won't believe that people, sometimes they'll give us an address with no name.
I believe it. Remember, I've been, I had set up Restoring America and had memberships and people. I went through that same thing. It happens all the time. And be sure and ask to be put on the list for the newsletter, that you want to receive the newsletter. It is great. There's stuff that we put in there that doesn't get out on the air, and it's information that you need to know. And we try and make it special for all our hardcore listeners that ask for that newsletter. And then do like I do. I get my copy. I take my copy machine. I make copies for people at church, for family members, for neighbors, other friends that don't go to my church. And, you know, then I ask them to pass it on to their friends and neighbors.
Yeah.
And hopefully one newsletter turns into maybe a couple hundred. Who knows?
Well, and, you're absolutely right. We get more positive feedback, from the newsletter. Every day we get requests for newsletters, and folks say, they're free. It doesn't cost you anything. We send it out. We pay the postage. But anyhow, also, Joe, this coming Sunday, we're going to be showing, Lord's willing, the Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, at 4 o'clock, from 4 to 6, we're going to be showing a film. And it's the real story of January 6th. The real, you're going to see it. You'll see it just like you did with the 2,000 and mules. There it is. There's the evidence right there. What you won't get, what NBC, ABC, CBS, all of the Democratic Party owned, the communists, all of the communist collective owned media, what they would not show you.
And so we'll be. What the dog and pony, it's the truth, the dog and pony show won't tell.
Absolutely. And so, speaking of that, Joe, FBI agents who covered for Hunter Biden is Russia collusion hoaxer. Now, Senator Grassley is stepping up. Hopefully, this is for real. I'm hoping this is for real. And just like, you know, because we've been so many times, we've seen these shows where these guys have done the huffing and the puffing, acting like they were real. Today, somebody was telling me about the Durham. The Durham, he's got like 120 indictments. And, you know, I said, yeah, I saw what happened when he went after Hillary's lawyer, didn't we? We saw what happened there, didn't we?
Right.
And so, again, Merrick Garland's so-called Department of Justice is so corrupt. It is completely and totally corrupt. There's nothing about it that's not corrupt. And here, Senator Grassley outed dirty cops at the FBI, which there are many, if not all at this point. These crooks have been protecting their criminal handlers in the corrupt DNC while persecuting conservatives like the January Sixers, locked up for over a year in the D.C. dirty D.C. jails.
Oh,
for protesting.
Mexican prison. It's little tiny individual cells, and the food is rotten and horrible. The health conditions. I mean, it's something like a third world country would have, not the United States. I mean, we ought to be ashamed.
We're very, very corrupt. Merrick Garland's so-called, you know, Justice Department. They don't prosecute Antifa or burn, loot, and murder. They can go out and they can burn down cities, burn them down, shoot cops, kill cops, and they won't prosecute them. You have these dirty cops that right there at the January 6th that killed. Well, let me just read here. This is an article, Joe, from Andrew Take of Houston, Texas. So we're going to be playing a clip here in a little while about him. Describe to us what the pretrial detention is like for non-convicted Trump supporters and prisoners of the Biden regime at the United States Penitentiary in Lewisburg. Meanwhile, actual convicted murderers and rapists in the prison are treated much better with access to amenities that the January Sixers are prohibited from using. The January Sixers, it's the nasty Pelosi, this wicked old woman, this extremely, extremely wicked and corrupt old woman, what her thugs, what her Gestapo did. The January Sixers are apparently deemed too dangerous to mingle with actual murderers and gangsters at the penitentiary and are instead forced into a secluded unit where they spend their small allotments of recreation time in individual cages surrounded by razor wire. These are Christian patriots for the most part, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah.
January 6th is time.
This is their exercise outdoor time. They get put in basically like a telephone booth, only made of wire. It's maybe a little bigger than a phone booth. I saw a picture of it. And that's what they get to stand in that for an hour out in the sun of the weather.
Joe,
these are one-man cages. This is not how you treat.
For 45 years, Joe, I was in the prison ministry, and for 45 years, I was upon death row, ministering to those on death row. And over those years, they had a range. Even on death row, they had a range where they can go back and forth. They were isolated from the other inmates, okay? But they had a lot more freedom than the January 6th Patriots have, okay?
Yeah, well, that's because this is a political prisoners, and they are trying to scare all other patriots. They're sending the message, if you come against our administration, if you come against this revolution, we will destroy you. And what they're doing is using these people as intimidation. They're making examples out of them. And the idea is to terrify everybody from standing up and speaking truth to power.
And I think it's what it's doing, it's angering, and the good people, the decent people, are becoming more and more angry. They're seeing what's happening. And once these decent, good, decent people get out of there, they need lawsuits. They need to go after Merrick Garland. They need to go after Nasty Pelosi. I mean, really go after them. And now
they need the Republican Party to stand up and yell and scream, this is not constitutional, this is not legal, this is a crime against the Constitution, against these people's rights, the Bill of Rights, and we need people to be standing up in the Senate and the House of Representatives and the governor's office screaming this, and all I'm hearing is crickets. I am ashamed of the Republican Party. I'm ashamed of the leadership, and we have a bunch of gutless wonders running around.
Well, let's give some credit to Jim Jordan.
Right.
To Max,
one of the
to Max Gate gets okay, to the Green woman, Marjorie Green.
Green and Gomer.
To Gomer and to and right now, here again.
Grassley's starting to come on now.
Grassley's actually and Ted Cruz
speaking out.
Yeah. The doctor, the eye doctor, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
From Kentucky. From Kentucky.
Rand Paul.
Praise the good Lord for the people like them, for we have a handful of those.
We have a handful of real patriots and warriors.
And that's what we need, and I'm going to tell you, these folks out there listening to us really need to put the fire to the feet of the Republicans to make them go after these corrupt Democrats the way they've been going after the good people, our people.
Right.
And so,
well, this we were just talking about what's going on. This Brian Auten is the FBI analyst that is so corrupt. He's the one that Grassley's going after. And I was thinking, he is the one who was a key figure in Crossfire Hurricane that alleged the Russian collusion. He was the one who failed to tell his colleagues about the unreliability of the Steele dossier. He had been told by Danchenko, the source, that, hey, all this was rumor, nothing was verifiable, yet he did not tell his other agents. He went ahead and pressed for the surveillance warrants at the FISA court, knowing it was false information. He was involved.
Joe, we're up against a hard break. We'll be back right after this with more. Don't go away, folks. Be right back with more.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org.
That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.